Often this painting is considered a kind of satire or mockery of the royal family, but this projects a different cultural lens on things than was reality in Spain. Because of the Spanish Inquisition, there wasn't a lot of room for satire or humor in art. Anything too offensive would have drawn the attention of the Holy Office. As well, the Spanish people were not French. They did not dispose of their king after decades of publicly making fun of the royal family and satirizing their roles and personalities and looks. In Spain, there was obviously laughter and fun, but it did not frequently appear in art of the court directed at the court. And on the occasion that satire did appear, if it was not carefully executed, it caused the artist to be called before the Holy Office. Goya's Los Caprichos series did both. The Los Caprichos series, as the title suggests, was one of the invention and fantasy. Goya's use of the term is a nod to the followers of this tradition, Botticelli and Durer, and the later Tiepolo and Piranesi. It denoted the promotion of the artist's imagination over reality, invention over mere representation. However, Goya uses this trope in a very different way. Where previous caprices had been fantastic and escapist, Goya's Los Caprichos were different. As David Rosen points out, Goya turned the inventive powers of the artist back on his audience with indicting moral force. Pressing the limits of poetic license, he effectively annulled the contract between artist and society that sustained the development of the Capriccio. Whereas today many people are perfectly happy to believe or accept that art can exist for art's sake, arguably, Goya believed that art should ultimately make a difference. He uses his position as ilustrado to lampoon, satirize, and pillory various institutions, practices, and commonly held beliefs. The front plate of Goya's Los Caprichos series was The Sleep of Reason Produces Monsters. In this print, a man sleeps, apparently peacefully, even as bats and owls threaten from all sides and a lynx flies quietly, but alert. Another creature sits at the center of the composition, staring not at the sleeping figure, but at us. Goya forces the viewer to become an active participant in the image. The monsters of his dreams even threaten us. On the 6th of February, 1799, Francisco Goya put an advertisement in the Diario de Madrid, a collection of prints of capricious subjects, he tells the reader, invented and etched by Don Francisco Goya. It's available through subscription. We know this series of 80 prints as Los Caprichos, caprices or follies. Los Caprichos was a significant departure from the subject that occupied Goya up until this point. Tapestry cartoons for the Spanish royal residences, portraits of monarchs and aristocrats, and a few commissions for church ceilings and altars. Many of the prints in the Caprichos series expressed disdain for the pre-Enlightenment practices still popular in Spain at the end of the 18th century, a powerful clergy, arranged marriages, superstition, etc. Goya uses the series to critique contemporary Spanish society. As he explained in the advertisement, he chose subjects from the multitude of follies and blunders common in every civil society, as well as from the vulgar prejudices and lies authorized by custom, ignorance, or interest, those he had thought most suitable matter for ridicule. The Caprichos was Goya's most biting critique to date, and would eventually be censored. Of the 80 aquitents, number 43, The Sleep of Reason Produces Monsters, can essentially be seen as Goya's manifesto, and it should be noted that many observers believe he intended it as a self-portrait. In the image, an artist asleep at his drawing table is besieged by creatures associated in Spanish folk tradition with mystery and evil. The title of the print, emblazoned on the front of the desk, is often read as a proclamation of Goya's adherence to the values of the Enlightenment. Without reason, evil and corruption prevail. However, Goya wrote a caption for the print that complicates its message. Imagination, abandoned by reason, produces impossible monsters. United with her, she is the mother of the arts and source of their wonders. To make things even more complicated, his inscription meant to accompany the entire Los Caprichos series reads, "The artist dreaming. His only purpose is to banish harmful, vulgar beliefs and to perpetuate in this work of caprices the solid testimony of truth." In other words, Goya believed that imagination should never be completely renounced in favor of the strictly rational. For Goya, art is the child of reason in combination with imagination.